From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump said Puerto Rico needs to work with the U.S. government to determine how to fund rebuilding after Hurricane Maria and what to do about the territory's heavy debt load.
And now virtually everything has been wiped out, and we will have to really start all over again. We're literally starting from scratch. Ultimately, the government of Puerto Rico will have to work with us to determine how this massive rebuilding effort will end up being one of the biggest ever, will be funded and organized.
A three-star general was named Thursday to head the relief effort, and a 1,000-bed hospital ship is being sent. But critics say the response may prove to be a case of too little, too late. Also, President Donald Trump will embark on a trip to Asia November 3rd to 14th with the goal of garnering global support against the North Korean threat. Catherine Gibson has the highlights of that trip.
The president will attend regional summits and discuss trade. The trip will include the president's first visit to China, North Korea's closest ally and number one trade partner. Trump's trip will include visits to South Korea, Japan, and Hawaii.
President Donald Trump's health secretary has resigned after his travel on costly charter flights triggered investigations and angered his boss. Tom Price's partial repayment and public regrets couldn't save his job. The Health and Human Services secretary became the first member of the president's cabinet to leave office in a turbulent young administration that has seen several high-ranking White House aides ousted. This is VOA News. Two senior Myanmar government officials have delivered aid to a remote Rohingya Muslim village. They also guaranteed residents safety after they were cut off and threatened by hostile Rakhine Buddhist neighbors. Philip Alexio has the story.
Last week, Reuters exclusively reported on the dire situation faced by thousands of Rohingya Muslims trapped in the villages of A Nak Pien and Nyang Pengi, far from the border with Bangladesh. They had begged authorities for safe passage out of the area after getting death threats from Buddhists. They're surrounded by either water or Buddhist villages and were among five remaining settlements in the region after 16 other villages were burned down. Nearly 500 people have been killed, and more than 500,000 Rohingya have fled to neighboring Bangladesh to escape what the United Nations has called a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The United States has ordered 60% of its staff to leave the U.S. Embassy in Havana because of specific attacks on diplomats. The Associated Press reports the United States will also warn American tourists that some attacks have occurred in Cuban hotels. The embassy will stop processing visas and will issue a new travel warning on Friday, officials tell the AP. Several people in Cuba expressed disappointment in the decision. Here's college student Andres Merci. He says, with the Trump administration, everything has been lost. Everything has gone backwards. We are turning back to the same thing we had before. Everything we advanced with Obama has now turned back. U.S. and congressional officials told Reuters on Thursday the United States was crafting a plan for a downdraw of staff from the embassy in Havana in response to the unexplained incidents that have harmed the health of some U.S. diplomats there. A South African high court ruled it could not compel President Jacob Zuma to set up a commission of inquiry into the alleged influence peddling in his government. The opposition Democratic Alliance had asked the court to force Zuma to establish a commission. The request was made based on a report last year by an anti-graft watchdog. It alleged that businessmen brothers A.J. Atul and Rajesh Gupta had influenced the appointment of ministers. Zuma and the brothers have denied the allegations. The leader of Catalonia is convinced all voters will act peacefully when the region is called to vote Sunday in an independence referendum declared illegal by Spain. He called on Spanish police, who have been sent to block any move to hold the referendum, to act in a professional manner rather than in a political capacity. From the Washington News Center in Studio 24, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.